Let's now take a trek to a destination for art and music in rural Montana. The Tippett Rise Art Center, which recently wrapped up its fourth summer season, is home to stunning sculptures, architecture, classical music, all surrounded by the wonders of nature. Its visitors are a mix of locals and art lovers from around the world. Jeffrey Brown has that story. It's part of our ongoing arts and culture coverage, Canvas.
Underneath a wooden pavilion, a violinist draws her bow. Nearby, kids marvel at a sculpture called Daydreams, where willows twist around an old schoolhouse. And all around, hikers and bikers follow miles of trails. This is the Tippett Rise Art Center, unexpected, hard to find. From tiny Fishdale in southern Montana, a dirt road cuts through the hillside, passing ranches and farmland, the Beartooth Mountains in the distance. It's just 4 years old, but Tippett Rise is an ongoing experiment in bringing together nature and art, a place where the world-class sculptures and the music become part of a spectacular rural setting. The center was founded by philanthropists Kathy and Peter Halstead, globe-trotting art lovers who searched high and low for a property that felt just right.
We love museums. We've spent our life going to museums. But art is, in some ways, a prisoner of a museum, whereas here, it's liberated. It's freed.
The land is very emotional, and there is something about being on this land. The first second I was on it, I could feel it viscerally and really had a sense that it was, you know, almost like a trembling.
The art center they've created is on a 12,000-acre working ranch. It's home to large outdoor sculptures, including satellite number 5, Pioneer, a web of yellow cedar and steel created by Stephen Tolasnik. Beethoven's Quartet, a 25,000-pound piece by Mark de Souvero, and works by the Ensemble Studio, Inverted Portal and Beartooth Portal, featuring giant formations leaning against one another, and Domo, which was designed acoustically to host outdoor concerts. But most of the music is performed here at the Olivier Music Barn, with a high-pitched roof and windows that overlook the Beartooths. On this day, pianist Aristo Sham played works by Robert Schumann and Johannes Brahms. Originally from Hong Kong, Sham has performed on 5 continents.
Is this normal as a setting or unusual for you?
This is quite unusual. Even summer festivals in ski resorts are more urban.
Right.
Yeah, and for this to be literally in the middle of nowhere is quite unique. It's like, where do you even find an audience? But everything is sold out.
In fact, seating here is so limited, just $150 for a concert, and the price of a ticket so low, just $10, that demand quickly outstripped availability. Determined to stay small scale, the center now doles out tickets through a lottery system. It's part of the paradox of Tippett Rise, offering a sense of exclusiveness but being open to all. A destination for well-off art patrons from around the world while also welcoming in locals.
It's the opposite of elitism. It's open to all who are clever enough or lucky enough to somehow get a ticket to our performances.
We had a student, it was his very first time to Tippett Rise, and he just said, "Wow, am I in Montana anymore?"
Can we start up high?
Beth Korth is art education coordinator at Tippett Rise. The center hosts youth groups ranging from college honor students to elementary age children, such as this group from rural Carbon County, who toured the sculptures, got an up-close look at instruments, and made their own lanterns out of jars. Clara Bernhardt is from nearby Red Lodge.
Did you like coming here?
Yeah, I liked all the music.
You liked
piano.
All the music?
Yeah. Piano, and the fort, and the houses. That was super cool.
Having a world-class art center with these incredible sculptures from world-renowned artists, bringing in incredible classical musicians, having some structures here built by some of the most incredible architects I know. Being able to bring in rural children to come and experience this, even for a couple of hours, one day out of the summer, I think is tremendous to this community.
The music is not completed until it's received by you.
That same weekend, Pulitzer Prize-winning composer John Luther Adams debuted a new work, Lines Made by Walking, performed by the Jack String Quartet. Composed much of the piece, a commission from Tippett, while in residence here last summer, inspired, he said, by long walks on the grounds.
In recent years, I've been making music intended from the get-go to be experienced out of doors. And I've come to understand, especially those outdoor works, as a kind of echolocation or GPS, music is a way of helping us hear and feel more deeply and more broadly where we are on this earth. So it's my hope that somebody from a ranch nearby may come and hear this lyrical response to these hills, to this land that is their home, and go back out and hear it and see it a little differently.
Jim Mandeville from Columbus, Montana, is one local who heard the call.
The tickets are hard to get.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like it's exclusive, but it's not exclusive.
Of the out-of-towners, he says this.
They're from California, and they get into the lottery like everybody else has and get their tickets and plan their vacation around coming to Tippett Rise. I think that's marvelous. It brings them into our country, and they get to see it, enjoy it, and then go home.
And for those who can't or won't make the trek here, state-of-the-art recordings of the concerts, free online, offer easier access. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Jeffrey Brown at the Tippett Rise Art Center in Fishtail, Montana.
Jeffrey Brown gets to go to all the best places. We are so envious.